Tonight, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you back. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, broadcasting you to you from the USA, but here in Indiana for the last couple weeks, the tornado center of the United States. Yes, I missed you last night, folks, but we were down in the basement hiding from these tornadoes that kept coming through every few minutes. We ended up yesterday morning starting our day with the bells and whistles going off and have to run for the basement, take our pillows and blankets and two puppy dogs and water and everything down there with us. And then all day long yesterday here in the Posey County area, along with other counties, we just had tornadoes. Or swirling clouds coming through basically all day long, rain and wind, heavy, heavy wind. And so we just got totally exhausted by trying to do things between the tornadoes. We had to run out and do something, and the weatherman told us we had about an hour and a half before the next one came, so we ran out in the car and did a few things and ran back and got caught in a horrible windstorm. Kept blowing the car across the road, or trying to anyway. And so we finally just had to give up and stay in the basement last night because we had so many warnings coming our way and whistles going off. The fire department is only three doors down here. And so everybody in this area probably did more praying than they've done for years and years over the last 24 hours. But prayer works, and we're thanking the Lord Jesus Christ for some slight injuries. You want to call broken legs and arms slight injuries, but better than last weekend when we arrived here. Remember, folks, when we had 24 deaths due to tornadoes here in the area, and many homes destroyed. We had some roofs blown off houses yesterday and mobile homes blown over, but no deaths, praise God. And so prayer does work, and boy, were we praying yesterday. So be back, and tonight we're going to get on with the Officer Jack McLam program. So good to be back with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Got Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program, and I'm just so pleased to be with you, I can't tell you. We had a very uneasy day yesterday, and I guess it's just that my bride, Angela, and me aren't used to these things. You know, Angela's been a person that's lived on the edge for many, many years in the military and tell you some great stories. And I've lived on the edge for many, many years, so it's not that we're really afraid of living on the edge, but one thing I've never done and never liked to do, and that is mess with Mother Nature. I told you the story that I've jumped out of many good airplanes in my life and jumped off many high cliffs in my life, living on the edge, and been down very deep in the oceans with my scuba equipment on in various places of the world. And I always enjoyed being on the edge. My life as a police officer, I worked in the high crime area of South Phoenix, which was known as the war zone. And every night you'd have an adrenaline rush or two with your activities. But I'll tell you, folks, I don't mess with Mother Nature. And when I lived in Los Angeles, ran a business over there in Santa Monica, when the earthquakes hit and the VA hospital fell down and the freeways fell down, and we had aftershock after aftershock. I took my family and went to Arizona. No way, no way, Jose. I don't do that. So I want to say the people in these areas here have a great amount of intestinal fortitude, and I honor them for being able to live under these conditions. In the springtime, most of the time is their tornado time, and those that live in the hurricane areas and all, and every year they get beat around and everything. I take my hat off to you folks, because I couldn't live like that, and so I'm real happy to be back with you tonight. We were wondering if we would be here at all. Might be like Toto and the little girl in The Wizard of Oz, you know. We might end up someplace other than Indiana in the last week that we've been here. But we're here, and we're still going about our daily activities, praising the Lord along the way and praying for the people here in this area that they're not killed and damaged in these horrible experiences with Mother Nature here. But anyway, let's go on with the program tonight, and I hope that you don't mind too much that we just took a dive into the basement last night and wasn't able to do the program from there. But everything's good today. We finally are having some winter here. It looks like today was about 44 degrees. It's been like 70, 75 degrees here. Very, very strange, very, very unusual in this area, folks. But, of course, I've been here for a week now and noticed the heavy, heavy chemtrail activity in this area for the last week that we've been here. Just absolutely incredible, the chemtrail activity. I thought we have had chemtrails up there in Idaho, but wow, we've had we don't have anything like they have down here. My wife and I were coming back a couple days ago from Evansville. We were over there picking up some things for our little hovel here, our little cottage, so we can set up our life here for a couple months. And over to the let's see, we're headed east. And over to the southeast was a display in the area during the day of five or six chemtrail jets spraying their sprays all together at the same time and doing what looked like they were trying to do a pentagram in the air, and they would do these very weird signs in the air. And they would almost make left turns. You know, they would go up and they'd spray and then go to the left and go to the right, like they were trying to write something in the air. And there was five or six of them. And we figured out that it looked more like a pentagram than anything else. And then they would do different kinds of things and put a line underneath. They'd come back and put a line under what they were trying to write. So we figured, because there was no airport activity in that area right there, that it must be a training area for these chemtrail pilots or something, because I've been all over the nation and seen chemtrails all over the nation. I've been down to Mexico. I've been to Australia and New Zealand, and I've seen chemtrails down there. But nothing like the creativity of these pilots in these big planes high up in the sky and the drawings they were doing in the southwestern part of Kentucky, or rather, let's say the southwestern part of Indiana that goes into Kentucky. And so I just noticed today that we have on our email that chemtrails are all over Las Vegas now, and we finally got a news release out of a regular newspaper, the Las Vegas Tribune. You've probably already heard about this, but for those that haven't, I want to share it with you. It says here that Marcus Dalton is a writer for the Tribune Media Group, and he's written an article there in the Las Vegas Tribune that says chemtrails all over Las Vegas. And he has a picture here, and it is quite a creative design. It's like a quilt that has, or a checkerboard, that the lines are going perpendicular, up and down, and sideways, just like a checkerboard. Very talented pilots there. And the editor's note is this. It says Las Vegas residents are increasingly noticing the appearance of chemical trails overhead. Can you imagine that coming out in a regular newspaper, folks, the Las Vegas Tribune? Praise the Lord. They appear every weekend without fail, the writer says, the only exception being the two weekends after September 11, 2001. Such chemtrails are substantially different in appearance from the normal condensation trails left by jet airliners. The difference is that while condensation trails are composed of water vapor that dissipates rapidly, and we've timed it, folks, the real contrails seem to disappear within about 5 to 6 seconds, up maybe possibly up to 8 seconds, and they're gone, which we've seen these our whole life. And when I was in the military, of course, I saw them, and they would disappear in 4 to 6 seconds or 7 seconds. They'd be gone. But these linger, and they linger not composed, of course, of water vapor, but composed of something else. These trails that the jets are leaving have come to be known as chemtrails, chemical trails. They linger much longer and spread out over time to eventually cover the sky with a thin haze. This week, the Los Angeles Tribune begins a two-part article to examine the undeniable and mysterious phenomena of chemtrails over Las Vegas. Last year, a concerned reader wrote to the Idaho Observer, "Driving across Idaho and Nevada, we saw normal condensation trails in the skies above North Idaho, and we were habitually looking up as we drove towards Las Vegas. We had noticed that the sparsely populated areas in Nevada had brilliantly clear blue skies and that the occasional airplane left vapor trails that dissipated normally within seconds. But as soon as we neared Las Vegas, in the skies directly above the city, we watched that what appeared to be a military C-135 transports spraying something different over the populated areas. When the planes were no longer directly over Las Vegas, they continued flying, leaving a vapor trail that dissipated normally after they had dumped their load," is what he's saying. The writer goes on to say, "It has been reported that the chemtrails contain ethylene dibromide, a substance that has been an additive to gasoline and airplane fuels, as well as a banned pesticide. Ethylene bromide, dibromide, has been linked to kidney and liver damage and is an immunosuppressive and lung irritant. William Thomas, who has researched chemtrails since their appearance in the late 90s, has noted stunted plant growth in once healthy gardens and wilderness areas in Santa Fe and Aspen. Similar plant problems are commonly associated with chemtrails in other regions of the U.S. I can't believe, folks, I'm reading this in the Las Vegas Tribune. I just can't believe it. For so many years, we've tried to get the attention of the controlled media, and they've backed off on this like it's a hot brick. But here it is. A brief history of the chemtrail phenomena can be traced to a Washington State man who told award-winning investigative reporter William Thomas that he'd become ill on New Year's Day 1999 after watching several jets make strange lines in the sky. Within 6 months, Thomas, writing primarily for the Environmental News Service, has detailed thousands of eyewitness reports of chemtrails from 40 states. Mainstream newspapers have gone out of their way to dismiss these eyewitness accounts. Thomas told the New Mexican newspaper in June 1999, he said, "It's easier to sell UFOs to major media than a phenomenon as close in many cities as the nearest window you're looking out of." We'll be right back, folks, with more on the chemtrails out there and finally getting some attention by the media. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam. Happy to be back with you. Really happy to be back with you tonight. And we're talking about William Thomas, who's been documenting these chemtrail eyewitness reports for years over, he says, 40 states. But I've seen them all over the United States and out of the country, too. And he's written primarily for Environmental News Service over the years. But he says here, especially disturbing for residents of highly chemtrailed communities, like Las Vegas, is a chemtrail sickness associated with a heavy spray on those days, leaving many sick and stricken people complaining of the flu and acute allergic reactions months after the flu season has ended. Upper and lower respiratory and gastrointestinal ailments remain, usually high in many spray areas, along with debilitating fatigue and something even more worrying, and sometimes even more worrying. What is going on, Thomas asked. Thomas is convinced that we're under some deliberate biological attack by agents known only to top military and government officials responsible for permitting continuing overflights by unmarked spray aircraft. Government officials deny that anything unusual is taking place, yet increasing numbers of concerned observers are seeing 727-like aircraft painted all white with a black stripe up the middle of the fuselage, laying low and often crisscrossing chemtrail patterns over southern Nevada and elsewhere. None of the planes carry identifying markings. Pat Edgar has been watching the jets spraying over eastern Oklahoma since the sunny day in October 1997, when as many as 30 chemtrails gradually occluded the sky. They looked like they were playing tic-tac-toe up there, he said. You know darn well it's not passenger planes. Edgar says he has watched cobwebbing stuff coming down from the zigzagging jets flying all day long, line after line, back and forth like furrows in a farm field. Edgar adds, there's a lot of lupus in the area now, a lot of women coming down with it. One source who spoke to the Tribune under conditions of anonymity, working as a civilian archaeologist on government land throughout Nevada, began to notice all white unmarked aircraft preparing for takeoffs at Nellis Air Force Base. Let me check that off with my pen here. We can follow up on that. And at the Man Camp complex near Tonopah in the late 90s, there was these unmarked planes that were constantly laying down and crisscrossing X patterns of lingering chemical spray trails over southern Nevada. Quote, or unquote, that is. When the archaeologists asked the military escort who accompanied the civilian research team into sensitive areas around Nellis about the planes, the reply received was, you didn't see anything. Another Los Angeles resident, Sandy Range, grew up within an outdoor field and stream type family and has been watching the weather and the skies all her life. Holding a degree from Syracuse University, Range moves to Los Angeles in 1989. She says, I first began to notice the chemtrails in late 1996. 14 crisscross miles-long vapor trails that didn't evaporate like the norm. I began to see them weekly, then daily, Range states matter-of-factly. One early morning in 1999, Range was returning from Henderson when a low-flying craft dropped a trail right overhead below Boulder Highway. It covered my car with a sticky web-like coating and I saved a specimen in a jar. Microscopic fibers like filaments, Range reports. Government denials as usual. Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio authored the Space Preservation Act of 2001, which sought to permanent ban against weapons in space, especially banning chemtrails as weapons. But in a subsequent version of the bill, the chemtrails language disappeared entirely. The missing words suggest an eye-wide-open denial, which says as much about the cover-up as it does about the spraying that's plainly visible in the sky. In a front-page story entitled Conspiracy Theorists Look Up, the Akron Beacon Journal noted that Kucinich, is that it? Yeah, I think it is. Kucinich bill, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, had been rewritten and references to chemtrails and the other types of weapons were quietly eliminated. The Beacon Journal article linking chemtrails to conspiracies resulted from massive local pressure. Michael Masolo of Akron provided that newspaper with rolls of photos of planes, provided that newspaper with rolls of photos of plane trails and a sworn affidavit attesting to extensive aerial activity over that city. The U.S. Air Force website refutes the chemtrail hoax. Now, that's what they call it, a chemtrail hoax, as having been around since 1996, accusing the Air Force of being involved in spraying the U.S. population with mysterious substances. Yes, very interesting, folks. Well, this goes on for several more pages, and I'm not going to continue into it, but I'll tell you how you can get it. If you'd like to get it, we'll give you that web address when we get back. So please get a pencil and paper, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Let me give you a little background here. My wife, 22 years in the military, served on, she handled for about 10 years flight bases for the fighting helicopters, you know, the gunships, the Apache and the Cobra gunships. And she was a master sergeant and handled these bases in Bosnia and Saudi Arabia and other places in the Gulf War. And she's been in or around in the military for years, aircraft. And so the other day when we were coming back from Evansville, she got on, when we saw those planes on the way over to Evansville and coming back, drawing things in the sky that were very, very unusual. We've watched chemtrails for years now, but this was almost as if they were a bunch of jet jockeys out there practicing and drawing cute little things in the air. You know, one looked like a pentagram, like I said, and they would draw something in the air, and then they'd come back and put a line under it. And so it's almost as if down southwest of here into Kentucky, not too far away, there was almost like a base down there because we had 5 and 6 aircraft coming together and going past each other at one time. Never seen anything like it in all the places that I've seen chemtrails being laid in the skies. And my wife got on the phone with the congressman that she's known for years here and called his office. and reported this. And we need to do more of this, folks. We need to just bug the heck out of our congressmen and senators when we see these things. Take photographs, send it in to them, let them know that you know the difference. You're not a dummy. You watch contrails, real contrails, vapor trails out of aircraft for years and years and years, like this old soldier and cop has, and you know they disappear in 4 to 7, 8 seconds. And these are making clouds in the sky. They stay up there for hours, spread out, and come down as clouds as they fall to the earth and cover the earth with these things in the areas where they've been sprayed. So we need to follow up on this attention we're finally getting in the mainstream media today and just bug the heck out of our congressmen and senators. It looks like one of them there was trying his best to expose this. Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio actually put in a bill in 2001 that, to specifically ban chemtrails as weapons, but evidently it was taken out of the bill without his knowledge, disappeared entirely. Okay, and so we know that the government, these international crime families that control our government, know what they're doing, and they know about these things. There is no doubt. You cannot have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of aircraft crossing the United States over states and crisscrossing, coming back, drawing funny things in the air, and our defense agencies not know what's going on. It would be ridiculous to think that NORAD and these other Air Force protection agencies that are watching the sky all the time don't know about these unidentified aircraft crisscrossing the states every single week across America, it looks like. A few things I want to say is that I had probably 5 years ago when I was having callers when I was in Arizona on my talk radio show, the Officer Jack McLam program, we'd have callers call in, and I got together with some military people through our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and they actually were very concerned about their bases being sprayed over top. They'd go out, and they'd see these chemtrails being sprayed over their military bases. So they would contact the administration there on the base and tell them that they saw these jets spraying something out of the back, and, of course, they knew it was not contrails, vapor trails. And so the official report came down, answer came down from above, that this is top secret stuff. The American people has been sprayed with biologicals, and we're up there saving the American people by spraying them with the antidote. And that's what these military guys were told. And, of course, they thought it was asinine. And I'll bet now 10 years later that we're being continually sprayed with whatever this is, that how bad is that antidote anyway, that they'd have to spray us for 10 years to protect us? Well, anyway, folks, it is time that we call and write our congressmen and senators. They won't think you're wacko because they have been called and written to before about this. And I know every single one of them have looked up at the sky and seen these chemtrails. Now, you can think for yourself why they're keeping their mouths shut. This may be so sensitive. There are certain things you can't talk about in this nation or you disappear. And maybe these congressmen and senators have been told, don't you dare talk about this or you're going to disappear, for all we know, because the congressmen and senators' families are being sprayed too with whatever this is. And so I think it's, folks, when you see these things, get out your little quickie camera, take pictures, email them into your congressmen and senators, and let's just flood them with this and see if we can't get enough attention on this to call a stop to it, because they've had 10 years to spray us with something out there, and we police and soldiers at our two police and military associations have been discussing this for years. And I guess we've come up with all kinds of guesses, like perhaps you have, that it's everything from population control, slow and steady incremental population control, because we know the international crime families that control our nations today are working every way they can to lower the population of the earth down to at least one-third, and some want to lower it down much, much further, all the way down to only 200 million people on earth. We've heard some of the British aristocracy talking about this. Can you imagine, down from how many billion there are on earth today, 6 billion, is it, that and they want to reduce the population down to one-third? That's bad enough, but some of these international crime families want to reduce it down to 200 million, less than the people in the United States, because they feel and have so stated that they cannot manage, cannot enslave, and cannot manage so many billions of people. So that might be one possibility. And then another possibility is that whether weapons of war, weapons that have been produced with HAARP and other systems to control the weather and use it as weapons of war against nations and people. If you could change the weather over a certain area of the United States, you could drive the farmers out of business, which is what the international crime families are trying to do as we speak, is to drive the independent farmers out of business, have them go bankrupt, and then they sell their property over to their buddies who control all the food in the USA, and the ability to grow food and to produce food in the United States. And that is going on very, very heavy. I'm going to have a local farmer on in the next week here, hopefully, to discuss what they're doing right here in Indiana to destroy the family farmer. And so weapons of war against people to control the food, possibility. We do know this, folks, without a doubt, that the things we've heard that are in these chemtrails, powdered aluminum, for example, as you might know at this time and should know, that powdered aluminum, very fine powdered aluminum, is a product that if it gets in your system can cause dementia. It causes problems with older people right now that has sucked pop out of too many aluminum pop cans or used too many aluminum pots in their cooking over the years. And as you get older, this aluminum collects in the brain, and it causes Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And it's aluminum is a serious problem. And we do know, as a fact, that some of this material that's fallen from these aircraft and sprayed from these aircraft has aluminum particles in it. And if it goes into the topsoil and comes out in the plants that we eat, guess what? You have an overdose of aluminum in your system. And so we could go on and on about this issue. If you'd like to call in tonight, feel free to call in tonight and talk about what you know about the chemtrails and any good things you know going on right now where people are fighting this. It would be good to hear from you out there. But we do know that you have to be a fool today, an absolute fool today, to deny it. Because if you've watched contrails and seen how they react, these regular contrails behind aircraft, when they put out the exhaust from their aircraft engines, that it dissipates very, very quickly within seconds. So you'd have to be a very inept person and not very observant, If you got a few years on you, to not know the difference between a chemical trail that's being sprayed out that stays up there for hours and turns into a cloud and comes down on you from a contrail. But anyway, call in tonight if you'd like to on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Off that and just ask you to please become a part of activating yourself and others when you see these things being sprayed over your community today, because now that the mainstream media and people like Congressman Dennis Kucinich, boy, I'm having a hard time with his name, are aware of this and making noise about it. This is a good time to strike at the hearts and minds of our congressmen and senators there and have them know that the people know that something's up, up and down. Okay, so thank you very much for sending this over to us. A good buddy sent this over to us from the Las Vegas Tribune, and we're very, very pleased to see that we're getting some major media, or let's say mainline media organizations now covering this issue. I was going to give out the address where you can get this Las Vegas Tribune website where you can get this article, and you should probably make copies of it like we've done here and hand it out to friends and relatives, okay, because it's come out in the Los Angeles Tribune. It's people believe what they read in the newspaper, people believe what they see on television, and this is credibility to them that it would come out in the Las Vegas Tribune. So go to www.lasvegastribune.com. It's that simple. www.lasvegastribune.com. All right, and it came out, let's see here, August 19th, 2005. Okay, August 19th, 2005. This has been out a while, but it's a very good article, and it goes on for 5 pages. So print that out, read it yourself, and realize that this, to a lot of people, is credibility when it comes out in the newspaper like the Los Angeles or the Las Vegas Tribune. It shouldn't be credibility, but this is what people believe. If it's in the newspaper or on television, they believe it. All right, folks. Once again, www.lasvegastribune.com. Okay, I want to thank our dear brother Milo for sending over the drones flying over the cities report to us here at our two police and military associations. We've studied this for some time now because we of course, have many military members of our associations, and we've known about it, but all of a sudden now it's getting out that we have these little critters, these micro-flying spy drones flying over the cities and towns now. And Honeywell has developed this little micro-flying spy drone to spy on civilian populations. All right? And it came out in the Drudge Report Sunday, November 13, 2005. The Drudge Report. And you can go to that report by... I don't know. Let's see, in this report here, if we have, we maybe do have Drudge's report. Yes, it is. www.drudgereport.com, and you spell his name, D-R-U-D-G-E, report. D-R-U-G-E, report is one word, drudgereport.com. And go to the incredible little flying machines, a little micro-flying spy drones. And we won't go over that article with you now, but they are incredible. They're battery-powered craft that can stay in the air 50 to 60 minutes at a time and moves up to around 55 kilometers an hour. And I'm sorry, I'm from the old school. I don't know how fast that is, but it's fairly good speed across the air, and they've had 200 successful flights over urban environments, and it's a spy in the sky that, believe me, with what Emperor Bush is doing right now to set up surveillance on the American people, you know doggone well they're going to be used internally here in the United States, even though the military is working with Honeywell on the development of these little items. Okay, let's go to somebody on the phone. Who was it, Paul? Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack.
Hi. Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, on the chemtrail address in our legislators, I had given up several years back with Ron Paul's office, and I was really, really disappointed. They claimed I was, you know, just fruitcakes is all I was seeing at.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that he was the one I thought was a man.
And
unless lately I may call again here and see where they're at with it now.
I would, brother.
They
didn't
exist.
Yeah, I would, because Ron Paul has changed recently. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but he's come out and really starting to hit hard on some of these issues that he wouldn't touch before. So I think, brother, he's getting scared, really scared, that his kids and grandkids are going to grow up in a slave state here, and he's taking the gloves off. So I'd call him back again.
I'll do that.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling in. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We have two callers on the line. We're going to go quick. We only have a few minutes left. Let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing? Just give you a couple quick websites here.
Okay.
Weatherwars.info.
Okay.
And also, if you pull up, PowerHour.com and ask for Don Scott's information, he'll give you the microplasma, and he lists Sagebrush Bloom, which is a bunch of stuff on chemtrails out of Montana. It does a very good report.
Okay.
And also on the Power Hour, you ought to ask them for simple cancer cures. They got a patented cancer cure on acylic acid.
Yeah.
And also on turmeric.
Okay, yes, we're in contact with Power.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, brother. Take care, my John. Okay, let's go to Blake in Austin. Blake, welcome to the program.
First-time caller, Officer Jack.
Good to have you on.
Good information on the aluminum. You can almost verify that with a visual, the way it drifts and floats and spreads out.
Yeah.
There was a day right before Halloween over here in Austin where they were going to have a lot of parties and stuff. There was a clear day. After a while, it was totally overcast. There was not a single real cloud in the sky. It was total chemtrail.
Yeah.
I was telling everyone that I knew, my mother, some other people that know about it. I said, look up there. There's not a single cloud up there. The next day, some real clouds rolled in. It was really easy to tell the difference.
Yeah, sure.
Well, another thing on the calling the Congress, I called John Cornyn on the thought crimes, hate crimes bill.
Good.
Apparently a whole lot of people called in. That thing was soundly defeated in the Senate.
Sure was.
So it does do some good to voice your opinion. Just speak clearly and tell the truth.
That's right.
Thank
and don't
you, sir.
Don't be mean and nasty because they'll
be profane. Don't use that bad language.
Hey,
just,
thanks,
just
Blake.
Be clear. Thank you, sir.
Call back
I love
again.
Your program.
I hope you'll call back again, brother. Take care. All right. Very good information there. Weatherwar.info, Power Hour, Don Scott. And, folks, if you want to read on chemtrails, just put that in your search engine or go to a friend's house and say, hey, put this in your search engine, chemtrails, and push the button. And, man, I'm telling you what, there have been people studying and researching this for 10 years now. Very good websites out there, weatherwars.info, I hadn't heard about before. But send some of this material to your congressman. But most of all, get a copy of this report out of the Las Vegas Tribune, because the congressman will know the jig is up, too, if they see it starting to come out in the newspapers. And Congressman Dennis Kucinich, or whatever, however you say it there, he put this in a bill and tried to get it passed. That's right in this article. So your congressmen and senators are having a harder and harder time keeping their mouth shut about this and saying you're crazy, because you're not crazy. You know, take it from this old military guy and cop that's watched contrails for years and years from these aircraft. And, of course, so have you, all right? So, good deal. More activism. That's what we need. More people calling. We defeated the hate crimes bill for this year. It'll be back bright and early next year. We'll have to do it again. But we still can be in control if we just get up, get out, and get on the field of battle as God has told us to do, and we can occupy this land again, folks. It's not over until it's over, okay? And the Lord's in control, and his people can get out and take control again and get back to a system of we the people instead of we the international bandits that have control of our nation today. Thank you for being there tonight, and I hope all of you have a great evening. Look forward to being back with you tomorrow night. If the tornadoes don't return, I shall be here, God willing. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.